USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is now under fire from Russian forces. This man explains the scene.
He went out just for half an hour, and then shelling began again.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken authorized $350 million to help Ukraine fend off the Russians. Over the past year, the U.S. has given more than $1 billion to security assistance to Ukraine. Authorities say columns of Russian troops with heavy weaponry are approaching major cities in the country. President Zelensky recorded a defiant video on the streets of Kyiv.
We will not lay down the weapons. We will defend our state.
The UN says 120,000 people have made it out of the country, mostly women and children, because men have been ordered to stay behind to fight the Russians. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC is announcing its loosening mask guidelines for U.S. residents, allowing most people to leave their coverings behind in indoor public locations. The new recommendations uses new metrics that place less emphasis on case counts and give more weight to hospitalizations as a key measure of risk, according to Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director. CDC officials said the agency will continue to recommend that high-risk people wear masks for their own health and that people who are sick with COVID-19 should wear a mask regardless of whether they're in a low-risk area. Jurors in the trial of former police detective Brian Hankinson visited the apartment where Breonna Taylor was shot dead in March of 2020. Hankinson is on trial for 3 counts of wanton endangerment. He fired 10 shots into Taylor's apartment, 3 of which entered an adjacent unit where a pregnant woman and her 5-year-old son were sleeping. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A top Russian hockey player is speaking out about the Ukrainian crisis.
Washington Capitals right wing Alex Ovechkin has expressed his hope for the end to the hostilities after Russia invaded Ukraine.
I have lots of friends in Russia and Ukraine, and it's hard to see the war. Like, I hope soon it's going to be over and there's going to be peace in the whole world. Please, no more war. You know, it doesn't matter who's in the war, Russia, Ukraine, different countries. I think we live in a world like we have to live in peace.
Ovechkin is among many Russian hockey players skating for American teams from the junior levels to the pros. He now has 762 goals, just 4 behind Jaromir Jagr for third place all time, behind only Gordie Howe and Wayne Gretzky. Reporting from the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
A new survey is showing that most Americans think President Biden is being too soft on Vladimir Putin as he continues to invade Ukraine.
A new Harvard Center for American Political Studies Harris poll showing 62% of those surveyed think Russian President Vladimir Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if it were Trump instead of Biden in office. Over 85% of Republicans believe he would not have invaded, a sharp contrast from Democrats, with under 40% thinking things would be different. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.